Police have revealed they foiled two mass shootings around the same time as the 2019 mosque terror attack. Cameron Bailey, the National Security Advisor for New Zealand Police, shared details of the police operations at the counter-terrorism Hui in Christchurch. Earlier, he told us on Morning Report, in both cases, the people identified by police were consuming white supremacist material online.
One of them was a potential school shooting. That individual seems to have been primarily motivated by their local grievances at their school, but they were also consuming that kind of extremist material, and it likely impacted how they thought. The other individual does also appear to have shared that kind of extremist worldview as well.
With us now, Professor Paul Spoonley from Massey University, who is an expert in far-right extremism. Tēnā koe. The revelation here that there were other mass shootings and that they have been foiled, is that something that you are surprised at hearing?
Yes, and I'm surprised that was made public. So we're learning quite a lot. There'd been rumours around and there'd been some material, but Cameron Bailey confirmed what a lot of us had suspected, that there were a number of groups and a number of individuals active.
One happening before the Christchurch terror attack of March 15th, one happening afterwards, or at least planned, if you like. Is there a sense that these are lone wolves working alone, or is this something where one perhaps, the one after that was foiled, could it have been inspired by the March 15th attack?
It's difficult to know, Susie, but there clearly was an environment in which a number of individuals were accessing extremist material online, and Cameron Bailey acknowledged that, and they had been motivated by that material. And so I'm a bit cautious about talking about lone wolves. I know we tend to use that term, but what you need to understand is that there is actually a very active ecosystem, and these people are connected. They are talking with others and they are accessing other material. So even if they act as individuals in a particular case, it's really, we need to acknowledge the online world that they live in which there are quite a large number of people. One of the other things, if I can just add quickly, is that the material that was made available to us yesterday included an assessment of what happens online. And in any given week, there are about 192 extremist accounts active in New Zealand.
Do we know if they are being actively monitored?
Yes, they are being actively monitored, and that is one of the things that's changed significantly. And so Rebecca Kitteridge, is the head of the SAS, said yesterday that they anticipate that what she called identity motivated attacks were most likely to come from the far right. And so there has been a significant shift in terms of resourcing and attention amongst the security and police agencies.
She was also talking about it's likely to be a lone actor using a vehicle, a knife or a gun that is the biggest terror threat in Aotearoa. That is similar, I guess, to some of the attacks that have been seen overseas.
Yeah.
What can be done to counter this? Because, I mean, in these two particular instances, these were not picked up by security forces. These were picked up by members of the public.
No, and the government have consulted the Muslim community, and the Muslim community is still feeling somewhat aggrieved that no individual government department was held accountable for not picking up this individual. I have some sympathy for the government departments. I think it is very difficult to pick up individuals who keep a low profile, but we need to monitor particularly the online world much more carefully. And the second thing is, what I don't think Cameron Bailey made that clear was that at least one of those incidents came about because a community advised the police that this was happening. So we need people in the communities to feel as though they can do something and the police or other agencies will take notice. I don't think this is simply a government responsibility.
Indeed. But does it help or hinder that in some cases we seem to be slightly talking around the problem? These people who are active online, we know about them, they're accessing pretty vile content. How is that still possible? And why are we not talking about these being racist attacks? Why are we talking about this in the sort of realm of identity politics?
Well, yes. The SAS have their own language or have adopted a particular language. I wouldn't use that language. I would definitely use the word racist. I would certainly acknowledge that it's extremist, it's a white supremacist. So my terminology would differ slightly from that the government is using, and we need to be very clear. And so the discussion down here has been very clear about the messaging. So we talk now about the Christchurch massacres to make it very clear that, you know, this was a terrorist attack. Why are we talking around the problem? Are we being too polite? Is that the question, Susie?
I suppose so.
Yes. Well, we shouldn't be polite. I mean, these are extremists. They hold extremist views. And as we've seen, they do extremist things. And the fact that we now know that there are at least two possible mass shootings that were averted is something that we all need to sit up and take notice of and make sure never, never again.
Ngā mihi, that's Professor Paul Spoonley from Massey University.